This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We never can thank you enough for that. So we appreciate you very much, whether you're listening on 550K Fire AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, 1460 in the Western Edge, Dickinson, KLTC in Dickinson, wherever you're listening. Thank you. Glad you do it. iHeartMedia app's awesome. Great way, iHeartRadio app, great way to listen to us as well. And on the flagfamily.com website, we also have podcasts where you can hear the show if you miss it. So thanks so much. Busy week, a lot going on. We'll be in Iowa on Friday for the big NDSU-Iowa football game. Looking forward to that. We're also going to be in, my kind of place tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday for Big Iron, a gigantic ag show that is just, folks come from all over, literally internationally, for that event every year. A lot of fun. We'll be there tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday as well, brought to you in part by our friends from Titan Outlet. And I said I want to, some fun digs for the week, so they've rounded up a great deal to 2008 Steiger 485 tractor, and it is it's loaded. It's a 50th anniversary edition, and it's just so nice. So you want to see that, baby? I'll tell you all about it tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday from Big Iron. Okay, and then this we're going to chat with Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard this hour about the new role for the North Dakota National Guard in keeping the peace in the pipeline protest. They are manning the information points now. We'll talk about that. We're going to chat more with folks from the Automobile Dealers Association in North Dakota. Automobile Dealers Association, kind of hard for me to say. And Kathy Gaddy of the Ryan Family Dealerships will be here on the program coming up here in a little bit. And more with Ron Walters from the Great Plains Food Bank to tell you about the Million Meals Drive that the good folks from the Automobile Dealers Association have been doing. Questions or comments are welcome. 800-228-0550. Text Todd with your questions at 701-226-8503. I got a question already on the line for Ron Ness, so let's introduce our next guest. President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness, who has a big meeting coming up next week, the annual meeting in Minot. Ron, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing great today.
So let's start with Friday, if we could. When you heard the news that the Justice Department had issued the directive to ignore what a judge had just done in court, what did you think?
I mean, the directive from the emperor. I think it's not referred to or by me. I think, we were just completely dumbfounded by that one. You've got federal agencies that have been through this entire process, done all of this, all of what they're required to do, and then they basically get vetoed immediately after the judge makes their determination. So they obviously had that one in the hopper ready to go if things didn't go the way the administration wanted it to go. And I think it's deeply frustrating for anybody in this country that's looking at building any type of infrastructure project that they followed the process and spent the money to go through the time and effort and all of the hearings and all of the costs and all, you got all your union workers out there, you've done what you need to do, and to get trumped from the, that's quite a term to use for that word, isn't it, but to get blindsided, I guess, from above the agency's level of authority, I don't think anybody saw that one coming, and it's quite frustrating. And nobody's got to pick up the pieces and figure out what this means. The company is the one that determines what their reaction. Our reaction is more from an impact of North Dakota. I think it's a huge discussion topic for infrastructure is what we've strived for throughout the past decade in on the Bakken. We've known that pipelines and quality infrastructure like bypasses and gas plants and all of those things reduce the impacts. They take trucks off the road. They improve road safety, and they get our products safely to market. And, you know, this is certainly a significant new hurdle. And nobody knows what this process means because it becomes basically more in the realm of a Keystone XL type of delay system where you're not just dealing with an organized, methodical process that everybody can understand the end game to. You're now in the realm of politics. So I can't speak for that, but I know from a North Dakota standpoint, from a standpoint of getting, we've been getting a great price for our Bakken barrel. There were already transactions being made because you just don't fill a pipeline like that overnight. Reuters has a great story today about, already the market changes that had been happening because this pipeline was on the way in over the next few months. It had to be ready to go on day one with product in it. So huge, huge transformation of impacts of ripple throughout the entire industry, and certainly I think ripple throughout the entire country in terms of overriding a process. Certainly court hearings and proceedings have a process, appeals have a process in every type of project potentially, but this one nobody saw coming.
Dwayne in New Salem, question for Ron Ness, our guest. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Hi, I've got a question for you. Why have not the paper, the oil industry or whatever, said how deep they're going to bury that pipeline under the river? And also, if they put the Northern Border Pipeline in the 80s, how can we all, and it's only 25 feet away from the old pipeline, how can we have all these burial sites and the holy sites now that there's another pipeline going in? That was why I needed to find out. Thank you.
Well, I Dwayne, I think that's a great question. We certainly have taken every opportunity available to us to highlight the fact that this pipe was going to go 90 feet below the bedrock of the river. This pipe follows the Northern Border natural gas pipeline that has been there for decades. And, of course, there are shutoff valves on each side of the river, even though it's 90 feet below the river. A lot of discussion by the national media last week about, why the pipeline didn't go north of Bismarck. Well, we have a pipeline that coming out of the Tesoro refinery that goes right through the north side of Bismarck, underneath the river. There are pipelines that cross rivers, lakes, and streams, throughout this entire country. It's, if you've never seen the map of all the pipelines in this country, it's amazing. Scott, and I would encourage you to post that on your website. I'll send it to you if you haven't already, but this is how we get our energy in this country. We move it. Each of us has likely a natural gas pipeline into our homes. We've got all types of refined product pipelines, all types of, it's the safest, most reliable way to transport energy. And, this protest is not about one pipeline. You read the comments and, listen to the messages. This is about a in opposition to fossil fuels and recognition that, I'm fine with that. If you don't like fossil fuels, then don't use them. But then that means that you look around you today and you stop, you look at the clothes you're wearing, you're looking at the plastics that you have around you, you look at what you utilize for transportation. You can be against that, but then, don't be utilizing it while you're against it. And I think certainly lots of media being told across this country on this topic, and we hope that the facts do continue to get out.
And Dwayne, you're also right, Dwayne, about the Northern Border Pipeline, and that was one of the reasons a full blown environmental impacts survey was not necessary because of that work, and that mitigated a lot of the concerns you're hearing. But again, it's easy to get caught in the weeds in this thing because people are throwing up all kinds of, different things that it's really not about. Let me roll that other call that came in for Ron before he was on here, if you would, Todd. Thanks, Dwayne.
Good morning. Yesterday, I heard a little reminder from this Dakota Access protest pipeline headed south out of Minot a few years back. They started this project called the NAS, Northwest Area Water, and it was shut down and is shut down yet today because of protest. A water line, supplement of life, gold that lets us live. They shut it down. It has not been operational. Won't let it be operational yet. Still in court. So, I mean, it's not just the oil pipeline.
I only have about a half a minute before the break here. Okay, Ron, you want to address that?
Well, he's exactly right. There were, issues with Canadian water quality on that NAS and out of that watershed that moved north. But that's the problem that you get, and the activists win when activity is stopped, and that's clearly the intent here is to impact the production and development of natural resources via pipeline.
All right, short break. I want to give you a chance to talk about what's happening next week in Minot with the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. We'll do that when we come back, plus Kathy Gaddy and also Ron Walters will be back with us. Stay tuned.
550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once, and you'll be a customer for life. So Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Tuesday through Thursday in West Fargo, Big Iron is here again. Look for Haugen Sales and the brand new Supreme Twin Auger Vertical Mixer Wagons. Sizes from 500 all the way up to 1,000 cubic feet. Big or small, they've got them all at Haugen's. While at Big Iron, look for the Supreme self-propelled and self-loading mixer wagon. There's nothing else like it. You're going to want to check it out. Supreme is the longest lasting vertical on the market with the fastest mix times. See you at Haugen Sales at Big Iron, located in Mandan and Winemere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As exciting as it is to be here on a Monday, I'm kind of thinking about Friday and Iowa City. as the NDSU Bison take on, after a heck of a game this weekend, another opponent down there. That'll be something. And we'll be there. Brought to you by Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains, Inc. For those who demand more, Border Plains Equipment. They're in Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow. Northern Plains is in Mandan and Minot. West Plains is in Beach, Bowman, Dickinson, and Hettinger. And we appreciate them bringing you our special broadcast. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas as well. Chuck Sanjacking and Morton Buildings all bringing you our special broadcast from Iowa City on Friday on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. All right, I just want to finish up with our conversation with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron, Jason emails, with all these protests going on against the pipeline, what can a guy do to show support for the project? Are there any rallies anywhere? Is there anyone we could call and voice our support for the project? I think we should go on offense instead of always having to play defense, says Jason.
Well, we agree with that, and certainly we do call, encourage him to call into shows like yours, you know, send comments into the to the newspapers, and also we have a program called Bach and Packers. You can Google that and find that and go out and lend your support to Bach and Backers. It's comprised of third-party businesses and other parties across the state who support the jobs and the opportunities that the Bakken has brought North Dakota, and they serve as a kind of a third-party advocate for projects like this or anything related to this. And I also encourage you, Scott, sometime to, you know, look at the value to these counties. And if the product doesn't flow through those counties, those property taxes are not going to be paid to these counties and to these schools in those areas. This is a big project for North Dakota. I've deemed it the biggest since the Interstate Highway System or Garrison Dam. It is a huge infrastructure project for our state. And it needs to go forward.
Incredible. All right, thanks, Jason. It's a good point, though, because I think we could be on offense more often. It feels like you end up on defense a lot, but that's how it is when you work for a living and just go about your daily day, right? You kind of just think, well, everybody understands this, don't they? But they don't always do it. You have a good thought in reaching out and speaking out. So the annual meeting next week is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Minot, and you have a war veteran, a Fox News guy, an author of a great book, In the Arena. Pete Hegseth coming to Minot for this. That and a lot of other great things. Just give us a quick little reason or two why we ought to be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting next week.
Well, I do think I'm really looking forward to meeting Pete Hegseth and his book, In the Arena, and a couple of our other talks are really about, you know, we all better stand up and get engaged on what's going on across this country, because right before our eyes, activism is starting to grow and grow against, you know, issues in development for natural resources. And this doesn't end with oil and coal. And next, it's going to be agriculture. And that's what we're going to focus some discussion on in this meeting. But also the big thing, I think, out there, the next technology is Bakken refracts. And we've got about 8,000 Bakken wells that were drilled and completed with early technology. The ability to go back in there over the next several decades and get more oil out of that existing wellbore with a smaller environmental footprint is truly our opportunity. And industry is just starting to focus our best and brightest on that. And what you're going to see next week is really what I think the beginning of what will become secondary recovery in the Bakken, because water isn't going to work what you traditionally would use in a conventional resource. This is going to be going back into existing wells with the newest technology, potentially time and time again, to get more and more of that oil out of that rock.
Well, we look forward to it. And Monday night, we have a neat opportunity for the public to meet Pete Hegseth as well from Fox News Channel. We're going to do that at the Sleep In at Conference Center. Details on that later this week, getting the timing still straightened out on that. But Ron's conference is fantastic, and there's a great event on Monday afternoon also for the general public that is just one you should be at. Really, it's a great opportunity to hear what's happening in the industry and get some questions from some of the experts. So check it all out. You can find it at NDPC. That's the North Dakota Petroleum Council .com website. Thanks, Ron. Good chatting with you.
Thanks, Scotty. Go Bison. The Hawkeye Arena is a cool place to enjoy it.
Well, I'm excited about the game. I can't quite say that, being the Sioux guy that I am, but I am going to be there, and I'm always cheering for North Dakota. You said go Bison. I didn't. But I do want him to win. So anyway, thanks, Ron. Appreciate it very much. All right, our next guest is Kathy Getty from the Ryan Family Dealerships. Minot, Bismarck, Williston. How are you, Kathy?
Well, I'm good. Thank you.
It's good to see you.
Well, nice to see you.
How's everybody?
Well, everybody's good. You know, the the economy is a little bit of a challenge, but on the whole, that's, as I always say, if it's easy, anybody can do it. So we work pretty hard to continue to sell some cars and trucks.
And you're doing a lot of that with a growing number of dealerships and locations these days, huh?
Well, we continue to grow, which is good, and we feel very blessed. We are just introducing our Nissan. Minot has been without a Nissan store for probably 10 years, and we're bringing Nissan back to Minot, North Dakota, so we're kind of excited about that and building a building, and hopefully we'll be in there before the end of the year.
That is fantastic. And how many total dealerships now?
So that is number six. So
number
it's like six little kids, and, you know, and so we have our sixth child, a little infant.
That is really neat. We have Ron Walters with us as well. He's been here the whole show talking about the Great Plains Food Bank. Kathy, from your perspective, what do you think about this effort of the Million Meals Drive that the automobile leaders have done and you're doing in Minot?
Well, we're very excited about it. It was something that I think the people of North Dakota never understand, that there are people in North Dakota that are hungry. And so as you get getting more educated that this does exist in the state of North Dakota, how can we help? Because that's just what North Dakotans do. They try and find out where there are issues, and then we try to figure out how to solve them and try and take care of the people of Minot and Western North Dakota, but also North Dakota as a whole. So Ryan Family Dealerships was very excited about the fact that North Dakota auto dealers were taking on this project this year and went full speed ahead and trying to do what they could to raise awareness and raise and try and gather food and raise funds.
And of course the dealerships of the Ryan Family Dealerships are in Minot, Williston, and Bismarck as well, but as we've talked about, Ron, throughout the program, not just those communities, not just the folks
right.
that are buying from those dealerships from all across Western North Dakota. It's literally in every corner of North Dakota, right?
That's exactly right, and that's what makes this partnership and collaboration so unique, is that it takes a group of us, a lot of us, to address this hunger issue. And this collaboration with the Automobile Dealers Association was just a fantastic idea. And they really stepped up to the plate. Thank the Ryan Family Dealership. They really did a great job across all their locations. And congratulations, Kathy, on your newest location.
Thank you.
And up and coming. And we hope that much success there. But it takes more than just a food bank to feed people. I mean, North Dakotans have come out in droves and supported the Great Plains Food Bank for almost 33 years. And for that, we truly appreciate all that support. And this dealership collaboration is just one more thing that we can add to the list of things that we're doing in North Dakota. So
that's so awesome. It's a great partnership, and it's been fun celebrating it today. Kathy, good to see you.
Good to see you.
And continued success with the family dealerships.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Ryan Family Dealerships, one of the great supporters, along with all of the automobile dealers of the Million Meals Drive, helping the Great Plains Food Bank. General Al Dorman, when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today in Fargo, actually, at the Radisson Hotel, where the Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota annual conference is underway. And you may hear a little hustle and bustle and everything else because they're in a little bit of a networking break right now. So lots of folks gathered around here at the Radisson chat, and they opened up the day with Doug Burgum, Republican candidate for governor, addressing the group on the vision for North Dakota and continue throughout the day. And we appreciate the Automobile Dealers Association wanting us here to talk a little bit about what they're doing and also talk about that Million Mules Drive event as well. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. I'm going to give you a telephone number, and it's not very often you can apply for a job, especially a job that could pay you some pretty good bucks and have great benefits, and you could work there for a long, long time, where you just call the boss, right? And the boss says, here's my cell phone number. Well, in Williston right now and in Kildare, the folks at the Polar Service Center need technicians, and they need them, you know, to the point where they're saying, hey, four or five in Williston, you know, a few more in Kildare, and we'll train them. You know, they need a tank wash attendant, a sales rep, but mainly technicians is what they're looking for. And obviously any kind of training that you already have in the area of trailers or tanks would be very helpful. Up to $32 an hour. Benefits are incredible. 401k with a match. It is and even housing, by the way, a housing allowance sort of built into the salary in Williston and an actual townhome available in Kildare. Give them a call, 701-495-3592. Ask for Gary. Tell him, hey, Scott told me to call. I got to find out about the job yet. Maybe it's a family member that's interested. This great company, 701-495-3592, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have 30-plus service centers around the country, two in North Dakota, and they need technicians mainly in those other positions at their Williston and Kildare locations of their service centers at Polar Service Center. So give Gary a call. Tell him Scott sent you, 701-495-3592. Our next guest is the Adjutant General of the North Dakota National Guard, Major General Al Dorman. General Dorman, thanks for joining us on the program. How are you, sir?
Very good, Scott. Thanks for having me today.
I want to start just to kind of find out what's on your mind. Obviously, there was an announcement last week that we covered related to the National Guard mobilization, related to the support effort for law enforcement in keeping the peace on the pipeline protest. But this situation's been in the news a long time. You've been helping manage this process and the state's response to it. I mean, as we sit here today, heading into a new week after some interesting things happening in the courtroom and in the halls of government in Washington, D.C., what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I'm also the director of emergency services, and I've been dealing with this situation for about 5 weeks now. And from day one, our number one priority was keeping the public safe, and we focused on that, which is what ultimately led to the governor calling out the National Guard last week to support law enforcement. By putting guardsmen at that traffic information point, we were able to free up law enforcement officers, licensed peace officers, to get back out into Morton County in greater numbers to connect with farmers and ranchers, let them know that they were there, they were providing the public safety. I think giving the folks in Morton County just peace of mind that law enforcement was there and they were there to support them and protect them if needed.
And the numbers are not big in the grand scheme of the North Dakota National Guard, but nonetheless, I have to admit, after leaving Bismarck, heading west, and seeing a contingent of vehicles that I assumed were, you know, equipment and bus and, you know, Humvees and a few other things heading, you know, back west, I'm heading east, and met them as they were coming headed that way. You kind of get a little bit of a lump in your throat, and you think about other mobilizations, and something similar to this happened after 9/11 to protect the airports, and it has happened before. But, you know, where do you place this in the significance of, while it's not large numbers, it's not every day that you're called out to assist law enforcement in our state, right?
Well, it's we assist incident commanders, whether law enforcement or emergency managers, during floods and tornadoes and things like that, and you know, our motto is always ready, always there. And if law enforcement, if emergency management folks need us, we'll be there to help them out. And the Guard, you know, the particular unit we have in this case is a military police company. They have a lot of training in law enforcement. And, in fact, a number of their members are actually licensed peace officers that work in various law enforcement agencies throughout the state. So it's unusual to be used in this manner, but if we can support law enforcement to promote public safety, just ensure that everyone is safe, whether you're a protester down in the camps, whether you're workers, whether you're farmers and ranchers that live down in rural Morton County, we just want to make sure everyone stays safe while we work our way through the situation.
Would you tell us a little bit about some examples of things that have concerned you the most, different reports you've heard? Obviously, not every incident is you know, public knowledge or is put out there right away. But, you know, I've heard anecdotal things from various people in and out of government and, you know, families that have called to report different things, the people in their yard or whatever, law enforcement being followed home or, you know, the stuff where law enforcement is necessary and needs to keep an eye on that is happening that maybe isn't making the headlines. What would be some examples of that?
Well, I get some of the same stories you do. I don't know that all of them are proven as fact, but there are, and I've been referring to them as agitators within the camp. Some folks that I think are looking for confrontation. We've seen them. When they've chained themselves to pipeline company equipment, when they vandalize this equipment, when they've cut fences to move on to private land, there's intimidation techniques going on, whether videotaping folks at the checkpoint or maybe there's a out-of-state car outside a law enforcement officer's home. It's not the majority of the people down there. I've been talking with the leadership within that camp. A lot of them are there just because they disagree with this pipeline going in and they want to do it in a peaceful and prayerful manner for many of them. But there are a handful of folks, and I don't know what that number is, but are looking to turn this into something that goes beyond what are your protected First Amendment rights. And that's what we're working with Standing Rock and folks that we've identified within the camp that don't want this to go the wrong way. Want folks to voice their opinion, but to do it in a lawful manner. But we're still dealing with these agitators, and we're working hard with everybody to try to identify them and get them out of there one way or the other.
So the agitators, as an example, I mean, we've heard early on, we heard about a concern over some chatter that was picked up about constructing pipe bombs. We heard about machetes being confiscated. I have seen a number of the pictures from the scenes where there have been specific incidents of stop construction and people chaining themselves to the equipment, where there's a number of people in masks, as an example. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, Scott, those folks, and even the ones that are advocating for civil disobedience as a First Amendment right, it is not. You have a right to state your opinion. You have a right to protest, but it must be done in a lawful fashion. And cutting private landowners' fences, vandalizing private companies' equipment while trespassing on the land, that's not lawful. And again, we're working with those that want to do this the right way. You know, the examples we've seen at the state capitol last Friday, there was a prior demonstration at the capitol and one on the Memorial Bridge where they did the right things. They got the permits, got the permissions, protest in a lawful manner. You know, that's your First Amendment right. But again, cutting fences, vandalizing equipment, trespassing on private land, that is not a First Amendment protected right.
The Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley has joined us a couple of times and explained the state's position on this being an unlawful protest. And by that meaning what you just described, but also the fact that this encampment is on a property where there's not a permit from the Corps for them to be there. They don't have permission to be on that particular land, and some of these other incidents have happened on private property. And you care, so you're blocking traffic, and some of these things have happened. What advice do you have? We had somebody call last week and say, hey, my boss wants me to drive a bunch of supplies down there. And I don't really want to drive a bunch of supplies down there, but I also don't want to get fired. I mean, are we legally not supposed to be doing that anyway? Is there a lawful way to assist an unlawful protest?
Well, as far as the encampment that's down there in the Corps property, you're absolutely right. As far as I know, there's not a permit down for them to be there. But as I said in last week's press conference, the Corps has not asked them to leave. My biggest concern, and what we're working with the leaders within the camp and down at Standing Rock, is to get the roadway clear. There's a north camp that cropped up where most of the tents are in the ditches. For 1806 to be opened up for traffic to flow freely back and forth, those folks need to get out of the ditch. And until that happens, the information point will probably need to stay in place south of Mandan, just because when traffic is restricted down there, we have to warn people. And in some cases, if a lot of folks pour out of the camp on the Corps of Engineer property onto the road, then we have to shut it down like we did last Friday for a short period of time, just to ensure the safety of everybody in the area.
What do you anticipate now, given the ruling that came from the Justice Department on Friday that really kind of threw a lot of uncertainty into the middle of this as it related to timing? Because everybody was waiting for the ruling of the judge. It came. And, obviously the ruling was the company had done everything required of them by the policy, by the law, by the process. And then immediately the Justice Department weighs in and throws some uncertainty into this. When is this going to end, General?
I don't know. We met with some folks last Friday after the hearings to talk about the way forward. There's been things reported in the papers today that they plan to be there for until the final decision is made, and at this point I don't know when that would be. But from my perspective, public safety is number one. And if the Corps of Engineers is okay with them camping on their property there, and they keep 1806 open, and they respect everyone's property and personal rights in protest in a lawful fashion, I think we're going to move into a new normal for a period of time here. And one of the things we're doing now is just working hard to make sure there's a cooling off period here so that everyone can digest what happened last week with the judge's decision and the decision by the three federal agencies.
Hold that thought, if you would. Sorry to interrupt, General. We're up against the clock here. We'll continue on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing workplace violence prevention.
The number one thing when it comes to workplace violence that we advocate is prevention. There are a lot of steps that companies can take to prevent, proactively attack one of these events from occurring in their workplace, and so that's where training and education come in. The North Dakota Safety Council, we've developed an entire, really, library of training opportunities. We have security assessments for workplaces. We have a two-hour awareness program for all employees, and then we have a four-hour training for supervisors where we get into a lot of details on everything from high-risk employment termination to emergency response planning.
To learn more about how you can take a proactive approach to preventing workplace and school violence, go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Nowadays, a landline is an unnecessary expense. But I want to keep my number in the phone book, and I want my friends and family to be able to connect with me and my wife wherever we are. Our home number is precious to us. With OurOldNumber.com, we get to keep our home number, and we can be reached whether we're here or in Arizona for the winter. What a great solution for us. Our home number follows us, and we save money too. OurOldNumber.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big Iron tomorrow. That's right, folks. We're going to be at Big Iron, and I am looking forward to it all 3 days. Another first. I've actually done a show for the K-Fire Tractor Trek from a tractor. But it was like a 44 John Deere LA or something like that. It didn't have a cab. So this time I'm going with some Red Iron. And this baby will be a 2008 485. Matter of fact, 50-year anniversary edition, which is sweet. Nice cab, loaded up. Really fantastic. So that should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to doing that and being there at Big Iron for our broadcast, brought to you by Titan Outlet, guaranteed iron at outlet prices. In fact, if you bought that tractor today, then, you know, it wouldn't even make it to the show. I'd have to switch rides. Check that out. Morton Buildings, delivering excellence in construction since 1903. All Seasons Motorsports. We don't want everyone's business, just yours. Thunder Seed, first in the field, and Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty, a full-service auction and land management company. See you at Big Iron all 3 days. Find us at the Titan Outlet booth. Guaranteed outlet at outlet prices, and to look for that 2008 Case IH. That's where we'll be doing the show. Continuing our conversation with General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard. He is the commander. He is in charge. He's also the director of the Department of Emergency Management in North Dakota, and heads that up as well. So two hats, very involved with the situation related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. We have a call with a question from Les in Mandan, or a comment. Go ahead, Les.
Comment for the general, and I'd like to get your feelings on it. On Friday, when I first heard about what the Justice Department had done, it instantly reminded me of George Orwell's 1983. And in the Orwellian world, if you, I'm sure you've read it, if you remember, the Ministry of Peace was actually the War Department. And the Ministry of Plenty was actually the agency that controlled the lack thereof. It seems in our world today, the Justice Department is actually the Injustice Department. How do you feel about that as the general?
Well, I need to stay in my lane here, but my role is to help ensure public safety. And I need to highlight, too, that with the traffic information point, when the guard came there, it was to assist law enforcement. Law enforcement is still in the lead on that. We just support them. But as far as what has taken place in the last week, the ruling by the Federal District Court, and the letter that went out from Department of Justice, Interior, and Army about not granting the easement and a cooling off period, really not my position to comment on that in my current capacity.
Appreciate the call, but I felt the same way, Les. But I don't expect the general, obviously, as the general to go there. But it definitely is. Worth some thinking about what it means and the significance and the precedence and just this one project certainly, but the ramifications to other projects for sure. And of course, the uncertainty of the timing is what you touched on before the break. We just don't have any idea how long this lasts, right? So you got some people saying they'll be there. What are the numbers there, General? I heard somebody today tell me that that's being way overblown. There's no 4,000 or 5,000. There's maybe 1,000. What are the numbers?
Scott, I wish I had a good count on that. We work very closely with the BIA officers that are down there and the camp leaders. But the numbers we get are, I don't know if they're good or not, but sometimes will be between 4,000 and 7,000. We were told that the camp actually grew over the weekend, but with the powwow in town, that would make sense that there might be folks that wanted to join just to be part of this. But as far as an exact number down there, I do not have one.
How did anything? I mean, were there incidents over the weekend? Anything of note? Anything that obviously some concern with the powwow here, and also the ruling? What would happen? And now the National Guard's involved, so you're out there. But obviously, you're involved personally managing this as the head of emergency management. I mean, did the weekend bring anything close to what you had thought in the way of concerns?
No, and part of this, we immediately after the court ruling and the letter that came out from the three federal agencies, we had a conversation with leadership from Standing Rock and the camp, just discussing the way ahead and in this time of uncertainty, and had a good feeling that they were going to celebrate down at the camp. They were going to continue, those that are in positions of leadership that are trying to exert influence down there, continue to focus on peace and prayer. As far as the agitators, we didn't have any problems there. But again, because the National Guard came into that information point to assist law enforcement, we had many more highway patrolmen and sheriff's deputies down patrolling in the rural Martin County area. So hopefully that helped. I'm personally a big fan of having law enforcement visible and out there in the cities and out in the rural areas. I think that's one of the best deterrences to unlawful activity.
We did have another question that I asked the general about off the air, but it's actually a question he suggested we direct to Colonel Gerhardt of the Highway Patrol related to how that information point is being utilized in the way of you know, folks that come through that might be wanted for something. There was a report this weekend that we had from a listener that they're using the information checkpoint to check for people who might be wanted, which seems to me to be a perfectly normal function of law enforcement, but we will ask that question of General Gerhardt, or rather, Colonel Gerhardt, next time we have him, and say thank you to General Dorman for joining us today. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.